Clearer way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy. Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From River Valley High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's high school softball broadcast here on WRCO Radio. We are just ahead of action. They are introducing the players and one by one heading out to the field. We understand from our engineers that there is a little bit of rain happening in Richland Center right now, but here in Spring Green at the River Valley Complex, we are doing well. They didn't get as much rain as we did in Richland Center, I don't believe, and certainly having a day where he had some sunshine and some wind, that has helped this diamond. They're just hoping that the showers stay away. The last time we checked our radar, it looked like it was kind of going to stay north and east of the area. But as we take care, you can certainly feel the wind changing. The breeze feels a little different now as we approach game time between the Blackhawks, who come in with a record of 8-9. They are 4-2 on the season of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Richland Center comes in with a record of 2-7 and still looking for that first win in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Here is tonight's batting order for the Richland Center Hornets. Leading it off will be the left fielder, Alyssa Stilfer. She'll be followed by Kaylee Nee at third base. Chloe Darling, the pitcher, hits third. And Carly Meaden, the shortstop, will bat cleanup. Riley Schultz, the right fielder, will hit fifth. Abigail Williams at second, hits sixth. Beta Ludwig in center field hits seventh. Ebony McCorkle, the designated player, is in the eighth slot. Madeline McGlynn, the catcher, hits number nine. And the flex player is Rainey Walsh, who starts tonight at first base. For River Valley, in the pitching circle tonight, Tessa Schluter. Behind the plate is Lexi Davini. Taya Hatfield is playing first base. Lydia Willoughby at second. Also, the shortstop is Brooklyn Stokes. And Leah Makarowski is playing at third base. In the left field spot is Haley Williams. Hannah Hegland is playing center. And Eli Hellebrand is in right field for the Blackhawks. They'll have one last meeting in the center of the circle and then get ready for tonight's action. Always a good ball game when these two teams meet. When they met earlier this year, River Valley was a winner. That game played at Richland Center. And that was a 6-2 game. So really a well-played game that time, and River Valley scored some runs a little bit later on in the game to get the victory. And you ask Coach Sirian and Coach Dave Darling, they will tell you that's kind of been the story of Richland Center's season. Competitive and even some leads late, but unable to hold them, and it's a sign of a young team. First pitch of the ball game. Here we go. Stouffer in, and the pitch is outside. One ball and no strikes to the batter. A little bit of a breeze blowing across the field toward the right field area. Starting tonight just after 5 o'clock on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Here's the pitch, fouled off for strike one. One ball and one strike to the hitter. River Valley outfield adjusted a little bit toward the left field side. Hornets in their orange with black lettering uniforms. River Valley in the gray and black. Stepping back to the mound now is Stilfer. Here comes the next pitch of the ballgame. That one is low, and the count is 2-1. River Valley won a wild one last night over Viroqua, a 16-12 ballgame. Quite a few errors, a lot of exciting hits as well. Here's a chopper foul on the infield. That's strike two on Stilfer. Just a couple of wet areas. One is right by first base and right near the Richland Center dugout. But they've done a good job of working this field today, and it's in fine shape. 2-2 offering is down low, ball three. So the Hornet leadoff hitter, Alyssa Stoper, is within a ball of making base here, getting the leadoff spot on for the Hornets in the opening inning. Kluter back to work. Full count offering. There it is. Reached out, touched, foul. Right field side, out of play. Crowd on hand today. Plenty of room for you. Concession stands are here and open. And Mr. Jason Weisselsberger, who is the MVP of the conference in grilling, he has done his part today. Full count offering. And here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of third. This is a good at-bat for Richland Center's Alyssa Stoper. Trying to put one between the lines and wasting a few pitches here and there. So new softball comes out for Schluter. Tessa is set again. Here comes the payoff pitch. Bounced toward the mound. Picked up by the pitcher. Throw to first in time. Schluter over to Hatfield, and there is one away. That'll bring up Kaylee Nee. She's had a hot bat. Good season, and the last time we were out to see Richland Center, she had four hits. Coming in from the right side here, opening inning at River Valley High School. Tessa Schluter back to work. Here comes the pitch to Kaylee. It's going to be taken a little bit low. One ball and no strikes. Hornets have, two more seniors than River Valley does. Kaylee is one of them. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. They're going to call it a strike. One ball and one strike. One of the seniors include Riley Schultz, Alyssa Stoper, Jada Baker, Zeta Ludwig, Simone Therian, and Kaylee Nee, as mentioned. There goes the 1-1 offering, and the pitch is low. 2-1 to the batter for the Blackhawks. Hannah Heglin, Haley Williams, Taya Hatfield, all seniors this year. 2-1 offering. Fluter back to work. Here's the pitch. Foul down the right field line. Strike two. That ball lands over the right field corner. 200 down the line, then through straightaway center field. Here at the fast pitch ballpark. Behind the River Valley High School. Two balls and two strikes. Schluter set to work. And here's the pitch. Changeup. Hit well. Left center field. That's going to gap out there for Kaylee Nee. She's going to round first and think about it, but now go back to first base with a solid single. One on with one away in the opening inning. That'll bring up Chloe Darling. Darling, who will start as pitcher today, will bat left-handed as she stands in, and a runner at first base. Hornets with a opening runner on base, and the pitch bounced sharply to second. Picked up at second, going to short to cover second. In time, they'll throw back to first. So Kaylee Nee is forced for out number two on a 4-6 put out. Chloe Darling at first on the fielder's choice. And now, Carly Meaden. Carly up with a chance to bring a runner around. Playing shortstop tonight. Getting set. Here's the pitch. Changeup ripped the first. Oh, nice play. Taya Hatfield. Taya snags a line drive. And that'll do it for the Hornets. Unfortunately for Carly Meaden, she put the bat right on it, but right at the player. And that'll do it for the Hornets. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left aboard. After a half inning of play at River Valley, Richland Center nothing, and the Blackhawks coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Bottom of the first inning, leading off Brooklyn Stokes for River Valley against Chloe Darling. And the pitch is down low for a ball. One and none, Hannah Heglin will follow, and then Haley Williams playing left field. Tessa Schluter, the pitcher, hits cleanup for River Valley. The 1-0 is outside, ball two. Lydia Willoughby is hitting fifth. Leah Makarowski, sixth. Lexi DeVinny is seventh. Destiny Gilbertson, eighth. And Ella Hillebrand is hitting ninth. Swing and a miss by Stokes, and it's 2-1. Darling and McGlynn, the battery for Richland Center. Rainey Walsh at first, Abigail Williams at second, Carly Meaton at short, and Kaylee Nee at third as Stokes fouls one down the right field line. This, as we said, no rain here in River Valley and Spring Green area. We're getting a little bit of light shower happening, but at the same time, we have sunshine. That's kind of weird. There must be a rainbow out there somewhere, right? Hopefully the pot of gold is in the back seat of the Pontiac bike. Hop up. Foul, third base side, and out of play. Stokes got a bat on it. There will be JV action tonight. It will follow, but I'm told that game will be played at Spring Green's North Park. So if you're headed here for JV, that's where that will be tonight. There's a chopper foul. And the biggest reason they're doing that is because of the light situation. There are no lights here at the River Valley Diamond. Very nice, but no lights, so they'll move over there so they can, if it does get later and they do need lights, they've got them. Here's the pitch, and it's upstairs for ball three. We have covered a lot of games at Spring Green North Park, and there was a rumor that this one might be played there today. Full count ripped up the middle and in there for a base hit. Brooklyn Stokes will round and look. She has the leadoff single for the Blackhawks. That will bring up Hannah Heglin, senior for the Blackhawks, making her way in. Heglin playing center field for River Valley tonight. A runner at first base. Let's see if River Valley tries to push that runner over there. Taking a strike. Now the runner is going to go with a stolen base attempt late, and she's got it. Stokes steals. They call it a strike on Heglin, so it is nothing and one. River Valley with a runner in scoring position. Here's a pitch, fouled off. Strike two. Nothing in two. Now the decision was made to play here at about 1:30 this afternoon when they determined that their nature was drying this one off pretty well, too. Nothing in two. The pitch ripped up the middle and in there for a base hit. Here comes Stokes being waved. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Back to second. Not in time. One. Nothing. River Valley. Good piece of hitting, and that ball just hit pitcher Carly Meaden's glove on that line drive. Just a little tardy in getting it up there, but of course it's all reactionary. But that's the difference in softball. Had a chance to get one right up the middle, and she did for an RBI. Stokes scoring. Heglin now at second base, as mentioned. It's an RBI. And the batter, Haley Williams, takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Anna Heglin at second base. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Heglin back to second base. Darling ready the pitch. bouncing ball toward the shortstop, gloved there by Meaden, and she throws her out over to Rainey Walsh. On the play, Hegland goes to third. One away on the 6-3 put out. That brings up Tessa Schluter. Tessa will try to help her own cause. Gets a couple of swings and stands in. River Valley with a runner at third base. Chloe Darling ready. There's the pitch. That one is high. One ball with no strikes. Chloe, one of three pitchers the Hornets have used. Varsity softball consistently. The pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Rainey Walsh pitched in the Platteville game that we called last week. Abigail Williams, I believe, has thrown a little bit for him this year. 2-0. Here's the pitch to Schluter. It's high. Ball three. Only one out in the opening inning. Ravalli trying to push another one across. 3-0 is taken for ball four. Schluter on at first base. And that will bring up Lydia Willoughby for River Valley. Time is called. Courtesy runner is coming out for the Blackhawks. River Valley makes the switch. We'll have to do some checking on the number there. Number four, I should say, is running at first base. So the change is made, and the batter stands in now, Lydia Willoughby, with runners at the corners. The pitch is a ball, runner going, and is safe at second base. Stolen base for the courtesy runner. Here's the next pitch. That one is outside. Ball two. Runners at second and third, only one away in the River Valley half of the first inning. Here's the pitch. High. Ball three. 3-0 to the batter. Darling, a left-handed pitcher, ready to work. This one is high, and the bases are loaded. That'll bring up Leah Makarowski. Leah with an excellent opportunity to get something across for the Blackhawks. Will check in with her coach. And now stands in. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch. Down low and back to the screen. River Valley's going to try to score, and they will. Hannah Hegland is in. That makes it 2-0. Runners go to second and third on the play. And only one away. Valley trying to have a breakout inning here in the opener. The pitch is upstairs for ball two. Lexi DeVinny due next for the Blackhawks. Darling set to work. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. Ball three. Not missing by much in the last couple of pitches. Chloe trying to find the range. Back to the circle, and the pitch. That one is high, and that will do it for Makarowski heading down to the bag. Three walks in a row, and they are loaded up. Time is called, and there will be a conference at the mound between coach and pitcher, and the batter will be Lexi DeVinny. They are loaded up in the inning and only one away in the River Valley half of the first inning. River Valley coached by Jane Briel, assisted by Michelle Kramer, Trina Alt, and Kylie Schwingel. Megan McCall and Kylie Merritt helping out Blackhawks program this year. Richland Center coached by Jacob Sirian and assisted by David Darling. Couple of moments with the pitcher, and now the conference is over. Umpire breaks up the talk. Here we go. Runners in 1, 2, and 3 for River Valley. DeVinny is in and takes his drive. Stopping in one, force hit any base for the Richland Center Hornets. trying to get out of it here in the opening inning. Blackhawks have already put a two spot on the board. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and one strike. DeVinny is the seventh batter of the inning. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Chloe Darling comes back. Best pitches she has thrown have been to Lexi DeVinny. The 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. That one is taken high. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. The pitch ripped on the ground towards second base. Gloved by the second base person, Williams. Over to Walsh in time, and a run will score. Tessa Schluter's run comes in to score. On the play, Willoughby goes to third. Makarowski to second. Two outs, 4-3 put out. An RBI for Lexi DeVinny. And it's up to Destiny Gilbertson. Destiny, the designated player, takes a look at a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Destiny bats in the place of Taya Hatfield, who's on the other side in a flex player situation. This one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike. The whole flex designated player thing is a little bit confusing. Two and one. But I always say it, just think of it as a designated hitter. That's about what it is, with the exception of re-entry. That's maybe a little bit of a different thing. Here's the pitch. That is ball three, 3-1. Softball teams don't have to use a designated player. They must start them, though. You can't suddenly put one in the middle of the game. 3-1 pitch, fouled off for strike two. 3-2. Also, the starting designated player can play defense for any of the other nine players in the lineup. Full count offering, two away, runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Down low, they walked her. That was close. Gilbertson takes a bag. Four walks given up by Chloe Darling. And here is Ella Hillebrand, the number nine hitter for River Valley. She will stand in. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. The flex player can bat or run, but only in the original DP's position. Therefore, the flex player and the DP can never be on offense at the same time. Some of the rules with the DP flex, in case you've heard us talk about those positions during softball coverage and kind of wondered. Two balls and no strikes on Ella Hillebrand. Runners back to 1, 2, and 3 here in the opening inning. Top of the order due next if Ella Hillebrand reaches base. A 2-0 pitch reached out, fouled right field side down the line for a strike. 2-1 to the hitter. We have lost our sunshine here at River Valley High School. Sky's a little bit overcast. Some blue overlooking the outfield fence. 2-1 offering, bounce down the third baseline, play nicely. Kaylee Nee on the bag, unassisted, and that'll do it for River Valley. The play over at the third base spot, hot shot, played for the out. That'll do it. 3 runs for River Valley on base hits. No errors, 2 left aboard. We have completed 1 here at River Valley High School, and the Blackhawks lead it 3-0 over the Hornets in high school softball from WRCO Radio Sports.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690, 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
The Richland Area Farmers Market looks forward to welcoming you to another great season. The first market of the season is Wednesday from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, across from Quick Trip. The vendors of the Richland Area Farmers Market hope to have bedding plants, flowers, baked goods, including breads, cookies, and pies, honey, spring lettuces, spinach, radishes, potatoes, maple syrup, eggs, and meats. As the season progresses, they will add more vendors, both new and returning. Be sure to stop by the Taste table for a sample of each week's market products. The market offerings are ever-changing and always reflect the seasons. The Richland Area Farmers Market appreciates your support and looks forward to seeing you coming up on Wednesday from 1:30 until 6 p.m. The market accepts EBT, SNAP benefits, WIC, and senior vouchers. See you tomorrow at the first market of the season, 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot, Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, across from Quick Trip.
Rodney Schultz leading off takes a look at a strike from Tessa Schluter, and the second is underway. Here's the next pitch, ripped high in the air to center field and deep, and that's going to get over the center fielder's head. Here is Schultz digging for second, and she's there with a double. Second hit for Richland Center tonight. Boy, Riley just reached out and went with it on the second pitch that she saw. Abigail Williams will be the batter for the Hornets with a runner at second base. Leadoff person on for the first time today for the Hornets. Trying to make hay with it now. Tessa Schluter pitch is coming up. Here it is. Change up, ripped to first. Hatfield again. Snags the line drive. One away in the inning. Taya Hatfield has had to have nerves of steel over there at first. So, one away. Schultz remains at second base. Zeta Ludwig will be the batter for Richland Center. Schluter into the motion. The pitch. Zeta swings and misses. Nothing in one. Ebony McCorkle due next for Richland Center. Ludwig checks in. Here comes the pitch. She shows bunt. Bunted foul. Third base side for strike two. Nothing in two to the batter. Schultz back to second. Ludwig in now has to choke up a bit, guard the plate for two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward first base, and it bounces foul outside the first base area. Ludwig goes back to find the bat and will hit again. Takes time for a moment and now stands in. Once again, here's the pitch from Schluter. Right on the ground towards shortstop. Oh, it may have hit the batter. We'll see. It pops up and drops into the first base person's mitt. And let's see. Yeah, that's the right call. They appeal it to home plate. It looked like it hit Schultz on the ankle as she went. The ball kind of took a funny hop to Brooklyn Stokes. So they will call the runner out going to third, out number two. Zeta Ludwig stays at first base, and the hitter will be Ebony McCorkle. McCorkle, the designated player, steps up. Here's a pitch, bounced towards second. Picked up by Willoughby. Her throw to Hatfield is in time, and that will do it. In the inning, the Hornets had some promise starting off here, but nothing to show for it. No runs and a hit. There were no errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two, 3-0. River Valley in the lead in Southwest Wisconsin Conference softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue, located on Highway 14 near Spring Green. You receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Brooklyn Stokes bounces out Abigail Williams over to Rainey Walsh, and there is one away here in the bottom of the second inning. 3-0 River Valley. Hannah Hegland, the batter. She'll be followed by Haley Williams. Chloe Darling still in the circle for the Hornets. Here's a chopper foul outside of third base. Three runs and two hits in that opening inning for River Valley. Hegland had one of them. Is back and ready. Cox the bat. Darling is set. Here's the pitch, and that one is high. 3-1. Outfielders straight away in all fields for the Hornets. The 3-1 offering fouled back. Good cut. Strike two. Full count. And his dad, Jamie, the athletic director here at River Valley, was kicking out the jams before the game, playing some cool tunes there. Some that I even recognize. Full count, fouled out of play. I didn't recognize all the versions. There are a lot of dance versions of old classics, but I still knew the words. And it's starting to rain again here at River Valley. The umbrella's coming up. Steady shower right now. Payoff pitch, here it is. Upstairs for ball four, and Hegland takes a ride to first base. So walk-wise, that is number five given up tonight by the Hornets. Runner at first and one away. Haley Williams, who grounded out to shortstop last time up. Out of the JV players getting cold by the rain, looking for a place to get under the overhang of the roof or something. The pitch is down low for a ball. Luckily here at River Valley, I have the luxury skybox. May not be OSHA approved, but we're here, baby. Great place to watch a game. One ball, no strikes. Hegland back to first base. The 1-0 pitch, chop, foul, strike one. One ball and one strike to the hitter. And right along, pretty steady. I think we have a little bit of sunshine at part of the field. The other part has got rain. There's a strike to Williams, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. So runners for River Valley have been pretty regular. Let's see what happens now. This pitch is going to be a ball. Running a second throw there. And they got her. Boy, that was a delayed call. The umpire was down in there just to make sure that Carly Meaden held on to the throw, and the glove was kind of underneath the player, so it was kind of like a fumble recovery. He had to get down and make sure that the ball was there. Thrown out runner by Maddie McGlynn. Here's a chopper back to the pitcher. Nice play. Darling over to first, and the Hornets get out of it. Well played defensively, including the thrown out runner, a 2-6, and then a 1-3 put out on Haley Williams for out number three. That'll do it for River Valley in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. And none left on. We go to the third. 3-0. River Valley in the advantage. They're over Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Softball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim. Erie rate lock changes all that. With rate lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Madeline McGlynn leads off, takes a look at a ball from Tessa Schluter. Here's the next pitch. Down low for ball two. It is really raining here. The sun is out. That is crazy. Players and umpires kind of out there, and the umpires kind of shuddering a little bit as it cuts down their bare neck to their back. Here's a chopper foul by McGlynn. 2-1. Some fans have headed toward areas where they can stay underneath something. And again, it doesn't look like it's going to be all that long term. But it's raining pretty steady right now. 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. That one is taken for strike two. Two balls and two strikes here at River Valley High School in Spring Green. A little bit of a breeze blowing in from the right center field area. That looks like it's lightening up a little bit. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of third. Good cut by Maddie. Top of the order, Alyssa Stouffer and Kaylee Nee. The 9-1 and 2 batters for the Hornets. Due up in the top of the third inning. 3-0 River Valley. 3 runs and 2 hits for the Blackhawks. No runs and 2 hits for the Hornets. 2-2 offering from Schluter. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. And the count now goes full. McGlynn stepping in. Here comes Schluter's pitch. Pop high in the air, third base side. Let's see if the park will hold it. Shortstop is over, makes the play. Brooklyn Stokes hauls it in for River Valley, and there is one away. Good range for the River Valley shortstop over into left field foul ground. Top of the order now, Alyssa Stouffer, who led off with a ground out. Digs in for the right-hand side of the plate and gets ready. Schluter wheels and deals. Bunt attempt, and it's a ball as she brings the bat back. One ball and no strikes. Stouffer back and ready. Third base drawn in for possible bunt. This pitch is down low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. One away in the top of the third inning. Schluter back into the motion, and here's the pitch. Bounce back to the pitcher. Backhanded by Schluter. Tessa throws over to Taya Hatfield in time, and there are two away. That will bring up Kaylee Nee. Her hot hitting streak continued with a base hit back in the first inning. She moves in. Two outs. And here comes the pitch to the batter. It is low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Chloe Darling due next for the Hornets. The 1-0 offering, the pitch inside, it backs her away. Two balls, no strikes. Rain has stopped again. Sunshine remains out. 2-0 offering, the pitch is called a strike. About the outside part of the plate. So it's 2-1 on the batter. Schluter into the motion. And here's the pitch. Bounce toward first base. Hatfield snags, then steps on the bag for the unassisted play. That is out number three. Hornets go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. 3-0. River Valley leads in area softball from WRCO Sports.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
In the bottom of the third for River Valley, leading off will be Tessa Schluter, followed by Lydia Willoughby and Leah Makarowski for the Blackhawks, leading 3-0 over the Hornets in Southwest Conference action. Chloe Darling set to work. Here comes the wheel and the deal, and that one got away, and it rolls back to the shortstop. It hit her leg. So, I guess no pitch. You don't see that happen every day. You got to call it a ball, right? Yeah, one ball, no strikes. Here's the next pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Kind of a hidden ball trick. It looks like it's coming to the plate, but it goes back to the shortstop. 2-0. Here's the pitch. Nice pitch. Ripped down the line in there for a base hit. Tessa Schluter with a hit. Fielded by Alyssa Stouffer in left field, and she brings it in. So Schluter on at first base with River Valley's third hit. And that will bring up Lydia Willoughby. Again, we've got another courtesy runner. Do we figure out who number four is? Do you know who that is? Okay. Well, we're going to have to figure that out before later on in the game or our next game. I don't have a number four on the roster. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. Runner leans, but doesn't go anywhere. Back to first base. One ball and no strikes. Darling with the pitch. There's a strike call. One ball and one strike. Got some clouds all around us, but right over the top of us, it's blue and sunshine. We'll take that. Pitch is upstairs for a ball. 2-1, specially ordered by athletic director Jamie Hegland, I think. Well, there were some places that called off games today. I was kind of surprised, but depending on where the rain was. Here's a chopper to pitcher, throws to second in time, back to first, not in time. Chloe Darling back to Carly Meaden, covering second base for the force on Tessa Schluter. That is out number one, and then back to first, not in time to get Lydia Willoughby. And here is Leah Makarowski. She walked last time. Runner at first for the Blackhawks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. 3-0 River Valley leading here in Southwest Conference action. River Valley has a definite tough schedule. They have a makeup game with Dodgeville now tomorrow. Strike two called on Makarowski. Nothing and two from Chloe Darling. Good pitch right there. Runner heads back to first base. Here's the next pitch. Bounce toward third. In there for a base hit. Willoughby stops at second. Base hit for Makarowski. Second hit of the inning for the Blackhawks, and that will bring up Lexi DeVinny. River Valley with a game at Platteville Wednesday. At Dodgeville Wednesday. They'll host Platteville on Friday, and then they'll host Prairie du Chien on Tuesday, a team that is leading the conference. Here's the pitch. And that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Prairie du Chien with the lead right now in the Southwest Conference. I do not believe they've been beaten in the league, or have they? Yeah, they have. 4-1. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. 2-0 coming in. River Valley lost to Prairie the last time, 10-0. Here's the pitch. Ball 3. 3-0. Again, only one away in the third inning. Runners at first and second for River Valley. Darling set to work. The pitch is called a strike. 3-1 to the hitter. Teams keeping up the chatter. Lexi DeVinny trying to pick one out. Darling ready. The pitch. Strike called. Strike two. Payoff pitch from Chloe Darling is next. She is ready. Here's the 3-2. It's ball four. Runners move to third for Willoughby, second for Makarowski, and DeVinny is on at first base. Destiny Gilbertson will be the batter. Destiny walked back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. Nothing and one. Runners retreat back to first and second. Darling ready to work. Here's the pitch. Change up is upstairs. One ball and one strike to the hitter. WIA tournament can begin as early as a week from Thursday. This pitch is high and it's ball two. That doesn't seem possible, but there are some play-in games on that Thursday. Here's the pitch high, ball three. Glenn going up the step ladder to bring that one down. 3-1 to the hitter. Runners leading. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. They are loaded up, and Darling trying to work on the batter. No place to put Gilbertson, and the payoff pitch is coming up. Here's the deal. Swing and a miss. That's a big out for the Hornets. Two away now. Ella Hillebrand will be the batter. That's the first strikeout recorded by Chloe Darling today. Hillebrand hit into a fielder's choice last time. Two away. They're loaded up. Here's one foul down the line. Strike one. Brooklyn Stokes and the top of the River Valley order is due next. Timeout called. Pitcher and catcher conferring at the circle. And now Madeline McGlynn back behind the plate. The 0-1 to Hillebrand. Here it is. Ripped toward right. In there for a base hit. Going to score Willoughby. Makarowski being waved. And they're holding up the next runner at third base. Two RBIs for Hillebrand. And River Valley leads 5-0. That's a good piece of hitting by the number 9 batter. Ella Hillebrand gets two RBIs and sets the table for the top of the order now. Willoughby and Makarowski both in. DeVinny goes to third. And here is Stokes. And there's a strike. Runner going to second base and successfully steals. So Hillebrand at second, DeVinny at third. Nothing and one to the batter. Here's the pitch. Low. It does roll by, but not far enough for the runners to risk it. 1-1 on the hitter. Stokes taps the plate. Darling gets ready. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Shortstop side, who's got it? Kaylee Nee calls it and hauls it in from third base. And that will do it here for River Valley in the inning. They do plate two more runs. They do it with the aid of two base hits. No errors, two left aboard. We go to the fourth inning, River Valley 5, Richland Center nothing, an area softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Thanks to our sponsors of area high school sports on WRCO. It has been another successful year, meaning that got a lot of chances to spotlight the area youth and the good things they're doing. And the youthful exuberance in high school sports shows greatly on the diamond today. Both teams having a good time out there. Chloe Darling standing in, Schluter ready, and here's the pitch. That one is low. One ball and no strikes. Darling, Carly Meaden, and Riley Schultz for the Hornets, trailing 5-0. Coming back now is Schluter with the 1-0 pitch. Changeup, ripped well, left field. Left fielder is over and has got it for the running grab. Haley Williams calls it in. Chloe Darling claps the hands like, man, I thought that had a chance. And I did too when it left the bat. One away. That will bring up Carly Meaden. Carly lined out to first. That was the hot shot, the hottest shot at Taya Hatfield at first base today. She got a couple of them. That one inside, and it hit her. So the Hornets will have a base runner. Carly Meaden reaches base, hit by pitch. And that will bring up Riley Schultz. Schultz will step in for the Hornets. She doubled last time. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one here in the top of the fourth inning. River Valley leading 5-0 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. Meaden back at first base. Here's the pitch. Down low, runner going to second. Throw there, not in time to get a sliding. Carly Meaden, stolen base for the Hornets. A ball and a strike on Riley Schultz. Schultz ready to go. Right-hand side to the batter's box. Tessa Schluter into the motion. There's the pitch. Fouled off. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. We'll be back here on Thursday, River Valley and Richland Center baseball. I'll be looking the other way. The nice thing about this booth, you can watch both games at the same time. Here's the pitch. That's low for a ball back to the screen, and Meaden speeds the third on a wild pitch. Count of two balls and two strikes. So River Valley baseball against Dodgeville Friday night. It went 8 innings before Dodgeville came through with the victory. 2 balls, 2 strikes from Schluter. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the middle, knocked down by Schluter. Hornets are going to try to score the run. Throw to first in time. Throw back to the plate. Not in time to get Carly Meaden, who scores. And the Hornets are on the board. It is 5-1. Schultz on the ground out. And that'll bring up Abigail Williams. Riley gets an RBI. Time out for the plate to be swept. And now Williams is in. She lined out to first base her previous time up. Here comes Schluter into the motion. The pitch ripped to right field. The right fielder won't get it. It's way back there. Going to roll to the fence. Here's Williams speeding for second. It's a sprint to third. Here's the throw. Not in time. It's a stand-up triple. Abigail Williams touches three. The batter will be Zeta Ludwig. Richland Center with his third base hit in the game. That one just took off, but I'm impressed by Abby's speed. Got around the third base pretty well. Here's Schluter into the motion. There's the pitch, and that's high. One ball and no strikes. Hornets within four on the road here at River Valley. Schluter back to the circle. And the 1-0 pitch. Strike one call. One ball and one strike. Ludwig into a fielder's choice last time. Trying to make base here. Another hit would get that run home. Here's the pitch. That is upstairs. And that would make it 2-1. Track practice happening over at the River Valley complex today. Busy place here. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Down low. River Valley JV baseball, which was to be here. They moved that to South Park in Spring Green tonight. That took away some of the fan base. 3-1. Here comes the pitch to Zeta Ludwig. It's going to be taken for a strike. Takes it all the way, and now the count is full. Abigail Williams remains at third base for Richland Center, and here comes the full count offering from Schluter. It's low, and she'll take the base. Williams at third, Ludwig at first, and the batter will be Ebony McCorkle. That's the first walk given up by Tessa Schluter. McCorkle grounded out to second base last time. Here's the pitch, taken for a strike, runner going to second, and River Valley will concede that stolen base. So now runners at second and third for Richland Center. Nothing in one on number eight hitter, Ebony McCorkle. Schluter into the motion, the pitch down low, blocked by DeVinny. And a good block there. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Corkle tried to pick one out. Schluter ready, there's the deal. Ripped in the air, right field, in there for a base hit. Hornets are going to score two as Williams scores. Ludwig scores. It is 5-3. Big hit for Ebony McCorkle right there. Wow. Hornets doing it with two here, and they get within two. That'll bring up Madeline McGlynn. Two RBIs for Ebony McCorkle in a big clutch situation right there. Three runs across in the inning, and it continues. Here's the pitch to McGlynn. Ripped to foul left field side. Pulled it. Way out of here, but foul, nothing in one. Alyssa Stoper in the top of the Richland Center order is due next. McCorkle back at first base for the Hornets. Schluter checking the sign from the dugout. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to left field. Left fielder is got it, it looks like measured, and she'll pull it in. Haley Williams, standing right in the spot where that was hit, calls it in for out number three. The Hornets, though, come back with three runs. They do it with the aid of two base hits. There were no errors, and one left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number four. Tight ball game now. River Valley 5, Richland Center 3 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Welcome back to River Valley. I'm Phil Mee. Glad to have you along for high school softball. Bottom of 4, 5-3, River Valley. Leading it off, Anna Hagelin.